cattle futures softened to end the week Friday, March feedlot placements were significantly more than expected. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 25th of April. Heading into the new week, the primary focus is likely to be reaction to Friday's monthly cattle on feed report for feedlots with 1,000 head or more capacity. On the surface, it confirms the severity and duration of the current drought, with March placements about 8% more than expected following surging placements the previous month. Beneath the surface, though, there likely will be some head-scratching about how those numbers square with USDA numbers at the beginning of the year, suggesting the feeder cattle supply outside of feedlots was 676,000 head fewer, or 2.6% less than the previous year. March placements of 1.99 million head were 8,000 head fewer year-over-year, fractionally less, and about 8% more than expectations ahead of the report. In terms of placement weights, 35% went on feed weighing 699 pounds or less, 53% weighing 700 to 899 pounds, and 12% weighing 900 pounds or more. Marketings in March of 2 million head were 41,000 head fewer than the previous year, about even with pre-report expectations. Cattle on feed April 1st of 12.1 million head were 208,000 head more, or 1.7% more than the previous year. That's the most for the date since the data series began in 1996, and slightly more than expectations ahead of the report. Cattle futures softened on Friday to end an otherwise positive week. Perhaps there was some profit-taking, but pressure in live cattle mirrored the logical response to numbers revealed in the monthly cattle on feed report. Presumably, however, the report was not released until after trading hours. Feeder cattle futures closed mixed from an average of 53 cents lower to an average of 36 cents higher, while live cattle futures closed an average of 97 cents lower from 20 cents lower at the back to $1.65 lower in spot April. Week to week, however, from the previous Thursday through Friday, feeder cattle futures closed an average of $2.15 higher, except for 25 cents lower in waning spot April, and live cattle futures closed an average of $1.41 higher. For much of the week, cattle futures received support from a reprieve in the relentless surge of corn futures prices, but mostly from stronger cash-fed cattle prices. Negotiated cash-fed cattle prices last week were a dollar higher on a live basis in the Southern Plains at $140 a hundredweight, $4 higher in Nebraska at $144 to $146, and $3 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $145 to $146. Dress prices were $4 higher at $230. Through Thursday, the weighted average 5-area direct steer price was $1.98 higher on a live basis at $143 a hundredweight. The average dress steer price was $6.03 higher at $231.90. Based on weekly auctions monitored by Cattle Current last week, cash, calf, and feeder cattle prices were steady to mixed, with significantly higher prices in some locations. On Friday, compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 650 to 899 pounds sold steady, with instances of $4 higher at Fort Pierre Livestock Auction in South Dakota, where there were 5,383 head. Heifers weighing 600 to 649 pounds sold steady to $2 higher, but $6 to $8 lower at 650 to 699 pounds, and then steady to $4 higher at 700 to 899 pounds. The AMS reporter on hand noted there continues to be lesser demand for replacement heifers as producers continue to trim their inventory due to extreme dry conditions. On Thursday, the Superior Livestock Video Auction featured 27,950 head. Compared to the previous sale 2 weeks earlier, feeder steers and heifers in the Southwest and Southeast regions sold mostly $4 to $8 higher. Major U.S. financial indices plunged Friday on disappointing quarterly corporate earnings reports and follow-through pressure from the previous day tied to inflation and hawkish comments from the Fed suggesting a stronger response via interest rate hikes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 981 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 121 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 335 points. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 25th of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.